So my team member Wendy, we just gave an interesting presentation on ePath reporting, and this is the second presentation in a series of presentations that we have, and our project lead and team member will be presenting after me, Sandy Thames, on IHE, and I'll be presenting an update on innovative activities. So before I get into any details, I know Wendy has already gone over these, and I'll just repeat a few that the project is funded by CDC. And it was previously known as NPCR-MERP, but now the name has changed because of the scope of the project since its inception has changed a lot. And so it's known as NPCR-Aero now. A lot more about the project can be seen in the is on the white paper on our website, and the URL is mentioned below, which will give you a lot of details of the project since its beginning. Moving forward, the agenda for today is an introduction to the modeling effort at NPCR-Aero, its consensus-based development, the Unified Modeling Language, UML, in cancer registration, its use cases and diagrams, the project's use cases and diagrams, CyberView, our website, an electronic guided tour, and the conclusion. So, you've seen this slide before, and I would be focusing on the modeling approach of NPCR-Aero, and Sandy would be following up with analysis, design, and implementation. This is our process flow for modeling. It has all the steps. We have five main steps in the modeling process, and the main steps here are the brainstorming, formalizing, and then the publishing of the documents that we create, which we gather, which are created on the requirements gathered during brainstorming, and the documents that we create after that. So I know I had to mention an important point in here, and I had put it down, so yes. So in this is a formally structured approach that we follow, and it's our own approach. There's nothing, it's not based on any kind of standards out there. So here are a few of the hospital registry functions, and these are basically, there are several of the core functions which are listed here. Out of these, there are some which are related to enhancing the data and data collection process, such as abstracting, case finding, and then reporting. Next domain is the central cancer registry domain, which is another very important one. And now notice that these functions include many public health functions, and such as disseminating data to the public and for research, like using the data, conducting linkage for research, performing analysis, and research. Some of the additional domains within NPCR-Aero are the cancer control and data use. This is one of the upcoming work groups for which Wendy Blumenthal is the lead, and if you're interested in joining that, you're most welcome to. In this, we would be examining short and long-term data needs, types of data used, how the data are used, data sources, challenges to data collection and use, and then identifying existing and new knowledge products. And based on that, we would come up with some work products such as the, such as diagrams and some other use cases or practice briefs, depending on what's required from the requirements that we gather. Here are some additional NPCR-Aero domains, such as the clinical care provider, the physician offices, claims and discharge data, which is another major thing that we are working on. The next one is the pathology CAP electronic cancer checklists, and Wendy Sharber can explain that a little bit if you guys have questions. The national e-health initiatives and ongoing maintenance, which is a constant effort on our part. And we are happy to discuss any of these if you have any questions. Next are the NPCR-Aero work products and the UML concepts. So the different types of models that we develop at NPCR-Aero are the use case diagrams, the class diagrams, and the activity diagrams. And some of you may not be familiar with them, but and for those, I'll be going over these diagrams as we move forward. Now, so now moving on to the use case diagrams. we have two kinds of use case diagrams, the operations use case diagram and the business use case diagram. These are not standard naming conventions. These are for the project, and the only standard is the word use case diagram. A use case diagram presents a high-level view of how the system is used from a user's perspective. Here is an example of a use case diagram. As you see, there are use cases such as prepare and transmit event report, receive batch file, validate event report, and others. The actors here are the stick figures, which are the hospital data source employee, the hospital registrar, physicians. There are some active and passive actors, some which are business actors and business workers, and that's UML terminology, and if you have any questions, I can answer that later. Moving forward, the next diagram is the class diagram. A class diagram depicts high-level units of the possible systems. Here is an example of a class diagram, which is the master context, the main diagram for our project. As you see, the boxes with the horizontal lines are the classes, and the lines going in between them are the relationships. If you notice, the lines have different arrowheads on top of them. For example, if we look at the pathology laboratory towards the middle of the lower middle portion of the diagram, the pathology laboratory and the healthcare provider are types of non-hospital source of cancer data. And then the patient is associated with all of them. So that's a class diagram. The next diagram that we create are the activity diagrams. Now, there are two types of activity diagrams. One is a simple activity diagram, which is like a workflow diagram. And the other one is an activity diagram with actor partitioning, which we call the data flow diagram. An activity diagram provides a way to model the workflow of a business process. These are similar to flowcharts, and they can be modeled from activity to activity. So here's an example of a workflow activity diagram. You see there's a start symbol there. Then the ovals represent the different activities, and they move from top to bottom. There are decision boxes. I don't think it can be made any clearer because they're really huge. And I apologize for that. But if you have any questions, you can always email us, and we can send you the real diagrams. So then the yellow triangles or the diamond shapes are actually the decision boxes. The next type is the data flow, which is the activity diagram with actor partitioning. Here is an example of that. This has the different swim lanes. The columns that you see, those are called swim lanes, which define the role of each of the actors. The actors are the cancer registry staff, data source staff, data source software, and then the last column specifies the business rules and the software requirements, which are present in our use case documents that we have. And all these documents are available on our website, and you can get the URL towards the end of the presentation. Now, there is a start symbol again in this, but the only difference from the workflow and this one is that each of the actors have their activities separated, and they show the different roles of each actor in a very specific way. Okay, here is the website on which all these diagrams are present. CyberView is an annotated document viewer. It presents all our work, all the NPCR Aero work products. It gives you a good model drill down, a model map, and a glossary that supports all the terms that we have used in our documents. The URL for that is mentioned here. And moving forward, we'll be reviewing this as well. Now, the scope diagram, this is the entry point of CyberView. This diagram shows the breadth of NPCR Aero. It covers, NPCR Aero covers the hospital registries, the central registries, and the national programs. In this, if you go to the website and hover over this entire diagram, you would be able to get the detailed definitions of each of these, the different data sources, each of the domains, and each of the national cancer programs. So this is the first screenshot for CyberView. As you see, on the left-hand side, there is a column which shows you all the different domains. And by clicking on each of these, you can go visit any of these pages. You'll be seeing a few of the screenshots as we move forward. So this is the first, very first web page. The next one, this is a drill down for the hospital segment. If you see on the left-hand side, it lists all the different diagrams and the different hospital registry functions, and each of these links can be clicked and visited. That's one way of going to the hospital segment. The other way is to directly go onto the main page and click on the different links within the text. Moving forward, these are the hospital registry functions, and all the text that's underlined and blue, that's active links, and those are the functions which we've already created, and the documents for each of them are present on the website. And this is an older screenshot, and we have some new updated diagrams and documents which are coming up in the near future. And so now the conclusion, the projects with, I mean, the main advantages, the main activities and the what we have accomplished up till so far is projects with multiple components can greatly benefit from modeling. NPCR Aero methods can be extended to other public health areas. This improves the business process and process of public health activities. Provides a standard method for brainstorming, analyzing, and documenting. Serves as a template for future modeling. Process becomes more efficient and is completed more quickly. These are the URL. The first one is the NPCR Aero homepage, and the second one is the white paper, which gives you all the background and the activities that we have tackled so far, and then it gives you everything about the project till date. And here are contact information, Meenal, Wendy, and Sandy, and then our website. And if you have any questions, we are here to answer.